In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good afternoon. We have a couple of things to announce. First, the Mass intention before I forget, and so I don't forget, rather, is to pray particularly for the repose of the soul of Carlos Hernandez, the Carlos Hernandez of Fort Sumner, who passed away yesterday evening, within 24 hours, in essence, of having his last rites given to him. I also pray for the blessed repose of his soul, the consolation of his family in this way. You know that we have two funerals upcoming on Saturday, one here and one in Puerto de Luna. And we also have another funeral on Monday in Santa Rosa, or rather in Fort Sumner as well. So there's been a lot of funerals lately, so be mindful of that, and mindful of our own passing to make sure that we're ready and everything's in order for that, but also to pray for those who are grieving at this time and to realize that at certain times when something goes wrong and it seems like somebody has not been as kind or as patient with us in the way that we should have been, to realize maybe there's something else going on in their life, to be a little understanding of we don't know what's going on in their lives, maybe something very difficult. Does anybody know whose saint day it is today? Saint Kateri, Tekawitha. We say Saint Kateri. Saint Kateri. Does anybody know anything about Saint Kateri? Don't know anything about her. You girls don't know anything about Saint Kateri? No, you look a lot like her. Both of you girls. She's known as the Lily of the Mohawk. She was a beautiful, beautiful woman who was so desired and loved by all who were around her for her cheerfulness, for her strength, that feminine strength that she had in knowing who she was, and as well for the strength of conviction of her faith. She stood for faith. When her father said, no, you can't become Christian, you become Christian, you're out. Well, actually her father became Christian in that way, but then when the chief took over from that family, she lost her standing in that way, refused to let her in, so she had to flee to go in a great dangerous canoe ride overnight to be able to be smuggled into a place where she could finally worship freely, choosing baptism in that way, and so she stood for greatness. She was so desired by everybody who was around her, and God blessed her with a grace to make sure that less people would desire her beauty, so much like our own Saint Rose. Saint Rose caused her beauty to be destroyed in her face so that it wouldn't be desired by others and so she could just belong to God. Saint Kateri wanted the same thing. And so God gave her the grace. She didn't do anything, but God gave her the amazing grace of experiencing the dreaded disease of smallpox. And what that did is it caused her face to boil up with all these pox that were there and transform this formerly very, very beautiful, very, very beautiful face, just like you have. It was a beautiful face, so that it was no longer as desired, and so she could more easily live out that vocation of being a bride of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what religious sisters are, you know that? Brides of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. To be a bride of Christ, there's nothing greater than that, at least in my opinion. You may talk about the priesthood being something really great, which it is. I think even being a bride of Christ is so incredible, which is why I'm so in awe every time I'm with a woman religious who has given herself in that way. Just wonder what it's like to be a bride of Christ. This saint knows. Now you know a little bit more about her. So you need to do is to investigate a little still further. You got a book of the lives of the saints at home on your mantle? Is it on your bedside, next to where it is when you go to sleep at night? Does it just collect dust, or do we flip through the pages? If you want to find out how you yourself can become a saint, and to end your day not overcome with all the horrors, all the difficulties, all those incredible hardships that we hear about on the news that sometimes distress us and make it difficult for us to make it through even our conversations with our spouses, with our loved ones, to make it through even at night sometimes with a bit of gritting of our teeth. Instead of turning on the news, CNN, whatever, turn on the the lives of the saints. Listen to them and let them show you the way to find God. You won't be disappointed. Right here, we have within our first reading a saint, a great saint, one of the greatest of all. And what does he say right here? At the end, it says, But Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and lead the children out of Egypt? Who am I? You ask yourself that question ever. Who am I? Who am I? Who are you? Do you know? Do I know? Who am I? It's a question that even in our older age, we struggle with. Who am I that I should do this? I was asking myself this very question just a little while ago when before Mass, I was sending messages to a particular good friend of mine who was wanting to be a religious sister, a bride of Christ. And I won't tell you what she said because it would be too flattering to me in this way. And my response was, who am I? Who am I to have something so beautiful said about that with me, or for them to entrust me with that sort of friendship that they have in that way? Who am I? Who am I? What is God's response to Moses when he says, who am I to be able to do something great like that? By the way, he's 80 years old at this time. 40 years of shepherding flocks in the desert. When he was 40 years before in the palace of Pharaoh as one of his favorite sons who was there, but left because he took the life of somebody who was abusing one of the slaves who was there, a fellow Israelite. What did God say? He didn't say, look, you're a lot better than you think. He didn't say, guess what? You can do great things if you just believe in yourself. What did he say? He said, I will be with you. That's it. I will be with you. God says, I will be with you. When you and I ask that question, who am I to follow in this way? Who am I to do this? Who am I to become something great? Who am I? Can I really be a saint? By the way, you're called to be a saint. All of us. That's the call of God. We don't know whether we have anything good in ourselves. We ask, who am I? God says the same thing. He doesn't refer to us at all. He says, I will be with you. Take your focus off of who am I and put our focus on who he is. In that who he is to be with you. What do we know from what our Lord said in the gospel? He said, St. Paul said it, if God is for us, that's right, then who can be against us? Who can be against us? I will be with you. And so when you think that you don't have everything together, when you think that somehow you can't do something great, you think, man, I'm not sure I can make that next step. Remember what God said to Moses, and he doesn't say anything different to you and me. The exact same thing. He says, I will be with you. And the gospel makes that clear. It's our Lord turning to him and saying, oh, Father, I give you praise, for you have hidden these marvelous mysteries which we're experiencing from the wise and the learned, from people who are important, from people who are in high positions. And who has he revealed them to? He's revealed them to Amia. He's revealed them to Amaris. He's revealed them to Fabian. He's revealed them to Stella. He's revealed them to Dale. Maybe even to Father Burnaby. To little children. To little children. Those who are childlike. Like children. Those who come to God begging and trusting in him that he will be with them. And he says this. He says, and yes, Father, this is your gracious will. God's will is for us to come to him just like his children. Not to focus on ourselves and our inabilities, but as a little child does when they're afraid, when they don't know what's going on, when they don't think they can make it, what do? You run to mom, don't you? You run to dad's big, strong arms, right? Don't you? And you realize that it doesn't matter who you are. The only thing that matters is that God is with you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.